This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So now that you have this topic, this idea in your mind, okay, your intention is straight, you have an idea, you have a topic, you know what you want to talk about. How do you actually go about writing your poem? This is a place where a lot of writers stop right here, right? The best poems have yet to be written because people are still figuring out how to attack their sheet of paper. So one thing you should do, okay, and this is my experience. I'm just telling you what I do, inshallah, and you can benefit from it. You can do it if you want. You don't have to do it if you don't want. I don't really care. But one thing that I do is once I have a topic in mind, I will do extensive research on that particular topic. Okay, let's stick with the topic of divorce. Not like I like divorce, but it just happens to be something that I mentioned in the course book. If you're going to talk about divorce, what are some of the ayat? What are some of the hadith? What are some of the statements of the salaf? What are some of the, you know, even non-Muslim quotations about divorce? What are people are saying about divorce? What are some of the statistics about divorce? You know, go out there and really exhaust research in this particular topic. Find out what it is you want to talk about and what actually is this topic, right? I want you to approach this like you're writing an essay. For all of you who've gone through post-secondary education or even just high school, you'll know that when you write a particular essay, you need to do your research. So go out there and research this topic. And one thing that I do, which is probably one of the most valuable pieces of advice that I've ever received in my life, okay? And this is predating cell phones, because now people just write in their phones. But back in the day, I used to carry a pen and a pad everywhere I went. I used to have a notebook with me, and I was told by a mentor of mine when I was in high school that you should write down anything that comes to mind. Any thoughts that you have, any ideas, any gems, you know, genuinely enlightening moments, anything that inspires you. Maybe you hear someone say something, maybe you're overhearing a conversation, maybe you see a quote in a magazine, you know. Have the ability to jot down ideas. And what you're actually doing is creating this basically gem bank, this thought bank that you never know when you might actually reference. So what I'll do, inshallah, is that even before I start writing the poem, I've already started thinking about this poem in my mind for maybe weeks or months. And I've been simultaneously writing down ideas. Now it's switched, obviously, to my phone, because back in the day it used to be a notepad, but we don't need that anymore. We're in 2016, mashallah, tabarakallah. Now I write everything down on my phone. If I have a dream, even about a particular subject or topic that I think might be interesting, I'll write it down on my phone. I have a note that's just in my phone. It just literally says ideas, okay? And I don't discriminate on ideas. Dumb ideas, short ideas, bad ideas, black ideas, they're all great, because you never know what they'll become. So take down all the ideas that come your way and create this gem bank. And in the process, inshallah, while you're actually in the state of mind of beginning to write your poem, you already have a head start. You can actually go back into your gem bank and you can say, oh, you know, I had this idea or this particular topic or this maybe approach, this unique approach I wanted to take, and I've actually written some lines, some ideas, you know, that I can use. I'll give you an example. One of my poems that a lot of people kind of like, and it's quite popular online, it's called a poem called Heroes, where I speak about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I never told this to anybody. It's funny. I'm just speaking kind of candidly to the camera right now. But it only came about from one line. I wrote this whole poem based on just one line. I was sitting down and I was reflecting on Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's wife. And I wrote a line that said, Aisha was a genius. Every word was like a thesis. Okay? I just had that in my phone randomly one day. And I was just going by and I was looking at this like, Aisha is a genius. And I said, well, what about the other companions? What about Abu Bakr? What about Umar? What about Uthman? And I started, and I, by the end of it, right, I had built this huge, you know, database of all these different companions and their traits and characteristics, and I turned that into a poem. But it all started with one idea that was just in my gem bank. So you never know when that gem bank, I'm copywriting this term, gem bank, I just made it up, all right? You never know when this gem bank will actually come in handy. Actually, I didn't make it up. I stole it from Al-Maghrib. But alhamdulillah, we're going to share the credit. Okay, so now you have some research completed. You've jotted down some notes, some ideas, some thoughts around this particular topic. Now, one thing you should try and do, this is now good poetry. The best poetry always stems from personal experience. Personal is universal. Okay, people don't like hearing about a topic being spoken about from an ivory tower. You're looking down on society and saying, you are this and you are that and you are right and you are wrong. you need to involve yourself in this poem, or to be honest, you don't have the actual ability to speak about it. If you cannot involve yourself in this poem, then you do not have the authority to speak about this topic. I'll give you another example. If you want to talk about, for instance, you know, I'm running out of good examples, but if you want to talk about, like, I use this in the book, the medical health field, you're a doctor, say, for example, okay? You want to talk about life or death, okay? You can speak about life and death from your experiences as a doctor. If you're, I don't know if you're a doctor writing poetry, good on you. Most doctors don't write poetry. But if you do, right, talk about it from the experiences of what you see every single day working in the hospital, working in the ER. If you're a teacher and you want to talk about life or death, talk about maybe the importance of seeking knowledge and how that knowledge will be implemented on your deathbed, right? Or in the akhirah, right? So speaking about things, not just from your profession, but from your own personal experience is very important. It's not good enough to just talk about a topic, like I said, from an ivory tower where you become this kind of pseudo expert in a particular field. Personal is universal. That's it for this video, inshallah. Stay tuned for another Connect the Dots. JazakAllah khair for watching. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.